Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it, starting with AEW Dark Elevation from Philadelphia. Ian Riccaboni and Paul White on commentary for this one, which I would like to call like an ROH showcase, I guess you can say. At the end of the recap here, I'll kind of give a breakdown on why. First match starts with Sky Blue defeating Trish Adora in a nice quick match here that had Blue hit the Skyfall for the win. Brian Cage defeated Tracy Williams. This is Brian Cage's first appearance on either version of Dark since August 2021, and Tracy Williams' AEW debut, formerly of ROH, part of Catchpoint. Good showing from Hot Sauce here, but Cage stops him with the drill claw for the win. But the entire match, Riccaboni really tried to hype up how good Williams is, while Paul White was pretty much just like, but Brian Cage is bigger. That's his logic. Next match was Lance Archer defeated Cheeseburger. The crowd here in Philly was all behind Cheeseburger, but Archer is able to end him easily with the blackout. Abaddon defeated Abby Jayne. Abaddon with a little bit of a different look here, with their hair spiked up, similar to, I guess, Bull Nakano. Nice little different look here. And she's able to end Jayne quickly with the Black Dahlia. We get a video package from Brian Cage saying that people have been asking him where he's been. And he said that he's been on ROH kicking ass, waiting for the perfect opportunity. And that's going to be on Dynamite against Wardlow at the third anniversary show. And he's going to win the TNT title. Ring of Honor six-man tag team championship here as the champions Dalton Castle and the boys defeated Primal Fear, which is Adrian Soriano, Gabriel Hodder, and Matthew Omen, who have appeared in Ring of Honor. They were even on AEW Dark a while back, and they also get a ring entrance for this match. So they're being treated as a bigger deal here, getting the title shot. Fun quick match here with Castle using the boys as weapons and then pinning Soriano after hitting the Bangarang. Kip Sapien and Penelope Ford defeated Gia Sky and LSG in an intergender match. Sky and LSG, another two regulars in Ring of Honor. Good match here with Ford making Scott submit with her Muda Lock. The Lucha Brothers defeated Dante Martin and Tony Deppen. Paul White got upset because Penta started doing the shush and the chop move and saying that's his move and he shouldn't be doing it. So it's probably going to lead to Paul White versus Pentagon? Probably not. This match was fantastic, though, and it was so fast, with Penta pinning Deppen after the Fear Factor double stomp combination. In the main event here, 8-man tag action, as the best friends Rocky Romero and Danhausen defeated the Factory's QT Marshall, Aaron Solo, Nick Camarado, and Cole Carter. A pretty fun main event here with Danhausen cursing Solo before assisting Trent Beretta with a strong zero to get the win. And this is actually Danhausen's first match on Elevation. So overall, with a lot of the talent on this show and how Riccaboni spoke on all the former Ring of Honor talent, it wouldn't surprise me if this is maybe a test to see how a Ring of Honor Elevation show might do. If they did a switch over, I don't see why not. I don't see a real like purpose of having two AEW Dark shows, especially back-to-back when you have this Ring of Honor product. And a lot of these talents on this show, like a Kip Sabian, obviously Dalton Castle and the boys, even like an Abaddon, Lance Archer, Brian Cage, Sky Blue, I can see them maybe just transition into Ring of Honor full-time if they're not under, you know, AEW programming. So why not do it and just make the switch over? Have Ring of Honor Elevation. You got the title right there. You got Ian Riccaboni right there. Just do it. You know, until this TV deal happens, even if you do get a TV deal, why not just have one of the YouTube shows represent Ring of Honor? We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark from Universal Studios. Starts with Marina Shafir defeated Sio Nieves by submission with Greedy. Ari Daivari defeated A.R. Fox. This match was pretty good ahead. Fox had the match won until Slim J caused a little bit of distraction, and Daivari hit a low blow while the ref wasn't looking, and the Hammerlock Lariat for the pin. Tony Nese and Josh Woods defeated Rohit Raju and Invictus Cash. Woods pinned Cash after the Neckbreaker Olympic Slam combo, which needs a name. I'm going to call it Knees in the Woods. There we go. That works. Abaddon, another match here, defeated Freya States easily with the Black Dahlia. Lexi Nair is interviewing the Renegade Twins backstage, where they kept denying cheating and switching out in their matches, and something about being the same person and how it's not really cheating. Not sure what's going on here, but it's good to see the Renegade Twins get a little bit of a mic time here. Trustbusters Slim J defeated Blake Christian. The Trustbusters kept getting involved here, causing Slim J to stop Christian and went with a neck crank submission. Ryan Nemeth and Cesar Bononi of the Wingmen defeated Eily Isom and Chris Farrow, with Nemeth pinning Farrow after hitting the Hunk of Love neckbreaker. The Iron Savages, who we haven't seen in a while, are backstage being interviewed with their manager, the Iron Manager, JT Davidson, who pretty much says that every tag team here is on notice, as he was over the top yelling into the microphone. Parker Boudreaux is in the next match. This is a heavy Trustbusters episode here, as he defeated Terry Kidd in seconds with a big running splash bouncing off of the ropes. Sky Blue defeated Robin Renegade with the Skyfall. There wasn't any Renegade Twin trickery in this match. The Iron Savages, who we just spoke of, defeated Vari Morales and Levi Vanazuele, the former No Way Jose, making his AEW debut. Not in his No Way Jose gimmick at all that he briefly brought back when he returned to Impact Wrestling recently. But Bronson is able to pin Morales after an assisted cannonball in the corner. In the main event here, Dante Martin and Matt Sydal defeated the Workhorsemen. Nice back and forth action here, but Martin is able to connect the nosedive on JD Drake for the pin. We go to Impact Wrestling. On Before the Impact, Yuri Uemura defeated Jason Hotch with a top rope crossbody. Onto the main show, Ace Austin and Chris Bay of the Bullet Club defeated Laredo Kid and Trey Miguel. They pin Miguel after hitting an Art of Finesse and the Fold back-to-back to do a double pin. Bhupinder Gujjar says that he broke his nose during last week's ladder match, but announces his entry into the Call Your Shot gauntlet match will take place at Bound for Glory. As Matthew Raywall and Tom Hannifin were running down tonight's card, one of Eric Young's minions, I guess one of his Violent by Design minions here wearing the yellow hoodie, tried to jump over the barricade until security stopped him. That was pretty much the only Violent by Design, I guess, interaction on this show. A little odd, but I guess they're going to be doing things like this. Why not take a page out of the White Rabbit shenanigans with the Violent by Design here? The Impact Digital Media Championship. Brian Myers defends the title against Crazy Steve after hitting a thumb to the eye and the roster cut. After the match, Myers asked for better competition, so he put out an open challenge at Bound for Glory. So I wonder who that's going to be. I have a suspicion that maybe his good friend Matt Cardona might be returning and, you know, getting his title back that he just gifted to his friend Myers. I'm not sure if he's able to. I know there's a couple GCW shows this weekend, but if he's around, why not show up in Albany, New York, not too far from New Jersey. Johnny Swinger bumped into Swingerellas backstage as one of them is married to Johnny Bravo now, but Swinger and Zicky Dice don't remember that as they didn't watch Wrestle House 2, and then Dice says, did anybody watch that show? I unfortunately did. Jessica tried to hit on Bravo, so Swingerellas got into their face, so it's gonna, I guess, set up some sort of tag team match with the Swingerellas maybe? I know one of them does wrestle in NWA as Roxy, so it's possible. We get another Joe Henry video where this one shows the family's deceased father's inheritance was all left to one man, say his name, Joe Henry. I'm guessing he might, you know what, now that I think about it, maybe he'll accept the open challenge at Bound for Glory, because all this hype, I'm pretty sure he'll be showing up either in the gauntlet match or maybe the open challenge. But yeah, maybe we'll see Joe Henry in some form on the Bound for Glory. We see Rosemary talking to the Sinister Minister backstage, asking him to help Jessica turn back into Havoc, but Jessica and Taya Valkyrie walk in and ask Rosemary to believe in them, which she does agree on to. Black Taurus defeated Delirious with the Destination Hellhole. Gia Miller backstage with Bobby Fish, who announces in his hometown of Albany, New York, he'll be in the Call Your Shot gauntlet match at Bound for Glory. And then Mia Yim talks about facing Mickie James at Bound for Glory, and they show footage of her first match ever being against Mickie James at Maryland Championship Wrestling, so nice of them to show this footage here. But then Giselle Shaw interrupts them and challenges Yim for a match next week. Anna Nomura come out for a Victory Road celebration, where Eddie Edwards says that he proved he can beat Josh Alexander since he got the pin on him, and he started picking on PCO again for losing to the Motor City Machine Guns and tells him to step back and shut his mouth, but Vincent was able to hold him back. Not sure what this is leading to. I'm guessing some sort of blow-off with the PCO and Eddie Edwards at some point, or maybe Vincent somehow is going to get involved here. And then Maria cut to a video package showing Edwards pinning Alexander at Victory Roads. Edwards then starts calling himself Righteous, which is kind of interesting because that happens to be the name of an old stable in Ring of Honor that had Vincent, as well as Bateman, Dutch, and Vita Von Starr. So it makes me wonder if maybe they're going to have to drop the Honor No More name. Since obviously Ring of Honor is not purchased by Tony Khan, but who knows, maybe they just happen to say Righteous. Josh Alexander comes out and has some words with Edwards. Edwards says that Alexander is outnumbered, but Alexander said that that he'll be outnumbered at Bound for Glory. And then they go into the ring and they try to take out Honor No More just to get taken out. And then Rich Swann, Heath, and Motor City Machine Guns all come out for the save as they all brawl. And this leads to the next match, which is Heath and Rich Swann defeated PCO and Vincent. Swann gets the pin on Vincent after hitting the Phoenix Splash. Gia Miller is backstage with Moose, where he admits that there was a deal with Steve Maclin where Maclin helped Moose with Sammy Callahan, but he'll help Maclin win Call Your Shot. But that's out the window, so he's entering the gauntlet, and Maclin comes in and starts brawling with Moose, so I guess he'll be entering the gauntlet as well. Scott D'Amore and Sammy Callahan are backstage, where Callahan suggests another match with Moose and Maclin, so D'Amore suggests Maclin versus Moose for next week, and Sammy can be the special guest referee. We have a Monsters Ball match as Masha Slamovich defeated Allie Catch, making her Impact debut, and she was the poison that Jordan Grace picked for Masha. Violent match is expected with them using chains, three signs, cut soda cans. Catch gets busted open here, and then Catch at one point puts Masha through a door with a Death Valley driver, and then Masha puts Catch through a table with a Russian leg sweep. Pretty violent here, as expected, but Masha is able to finish the match hitting Catch with a snowplow onto the top of the turnbuckles and the cut of soda cans for the win. Woman of Wrestling, we have another first round match in the tag team tournament, as Siren, the Voodoo Doll, and Chainsaw defeated the Bully Busters, who are Keto Rush and Steffi Slays. After the match, Siren says that she's been searching for a partner to win the tag titles with, and she has finally found her. Chantilly Chella defeated this disciplinarian, who's accompanied by Samantha Smart. Chella is Ray Lynn, who's actually appeared on AEW Dark before, and she gets a pin after some backfire interference from Samantha Smart and wins with a roundhouse kick. Commander Sahara Spars defeated Gigi Gianni. Spars has appeared on AEW Dark as Amber Rodriguez, and she gets the pin with the commander knee, and she actually looked really impressive here with a great look and a good performance. Penelope Pink defeated Vivian Rivera. Pink was introduced as Lana Starr's new protege, and she has appeared on AEW Dark as Marina Tucker, a very similar look here. And she gets a pin with some distraction help from Starr and hits the running knee that she calls the Pink Nightmare. We go to NWA USA. We have a TV title championship qualifier elimination match as AJ Kazana defeated Marche Rocket, Anthony Mayweather, Ricky Morton, and Jack Stain. Marche Rocket rolled up Mayweather, then Morton rolled up Jack Stain. Kazana eliminated Morton after hitting a power slam, and then he gets the win after making Rocket submit to a hammerlock submission. Magic Jake Tomas and Mercurio announced that they'll be forming a tag team, but they get interrupted by the Fixers, who are now with Matt Vine. Bully Ray, making his NWA USA debut, defeated Jamie Stanley with the Bubba Bomb. This came from Bully Ray being a guest on Jamie Stanley's drill show, where he kept asking Bully questions that annoyed him, and that, of course, led to a match. Orlando Freeman cut a quick promo calling out Trevor Murdoch to get a title shot. Not sure if that's going to happen. And then we get another qualifier elimination match for the TV title championship as Jordan Clearwater defeated Rush Freeman, Max the Impaler, the Pope, and Caprice Coleman. Rush Freeman pins Max the Impaler after Clearwater hit the Midas Touch. Pope pinned Freeman after a brainbuster. And then after Pope and Coleman work together to beat down on Clearwater, Coleman rolls up Pope to eliminate him, and then Clearwater gets the pin after hitting Coleman with a Midas Touch. We go to NWA Power as Odinson defeated Flip Gordon with the Asgardian Pounce after a bit of distraction from picking up a chain and having the ref look away just to rake Gordon in the eyes. And then he was going to attack Gordon after the match with the chain, but Nick Aldis runs out for the save and puts out a challenge to Odinson, so I'm sure we'll be getting that at Hard Times. EC3 defeated Trax. Trax is making his NWA debut. He has appeared in the past in Battleground Professional Wrestling as well as WrestlePro. EC3 gets the submission win with The Purpose. Tom Latimer and EC3 had a confrontation after that sets up a match for Hard Times. Camille defeated Genocide after hitting a spear in a non-title match. And in the main event here, Rhett Titus and the OGK defeated La Rebellion and Damian 666. Damian making his debut here, I guess official NWA power debut. I know he's appeared in some NWA shows in the past, including some TNA shows. But this is his first appearance in this reincarnation of NWA. But Rhett Titus is able to make him tap out with a short arm scissors for the win. We go to NXT Level Up. Javier Bernal, Big Body Javi, defeated Ru Feng. The crowd was behind Ru Feng, but Bernal was able to dodge him at the end and hit a facebuster for the win. Thea Hale defeated Valentina Ferraz. This was a nice 5-minute match where Ferraz had the match won with a sleeper hold, but Hale was able to reverse her into a roll-up for the win. Idris Enofi and Malik Blade defeated Guru Raj and Ikem Njiro. Raj and Njiro had a promo backstage where even though they speak different languages, they're able to understand each other through the language of professional wrestling. How beautiful is that? Fun match here with Blade pinning Njiro after they hit the climax. New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong. The DKC and Kevin Knight defeated Barrett Brown and Bateman of the Stray Dog Army. Clark Connors joined commentary for this match as he recovered from his injury. DKC is able to pin Brown after hitting a crucifix driver in a real fun match here. Aaron Solo defeated Che Cabrera. Cabrera making his debut for New Japan Pro Wrestling, who has appeared on Monday Night Raw back in 2016. Nice back and forth action here with Solo getting the roll-up pin while holding onto the ropes. And the main event here, Fred Rosser defended the New Japan Strong Openweight Championship against TJP. Great match here with Rosser kicking out of the Mamba Splash, putting him the chicken wing for the submission win. And as Rosser was celebrating, he gets attacked from behind by Chris Dickinson, who came out from the crowd with a chair. So that's setting up the next contender. WWE main event, Mustafa Ali defeated Akira Tozawa. They show a promo from Ali where he told Shelton Benjamin to watch after what happened last week. And they show Shelton Benjamin watching from backstage during the match. Ali is able to make Tozawa submit to a half Boston Crab. We have a backstage segment with R-Truth and a rare appearance of Little Jimmy. I guess Little Jimmy is back here on main event. As Truth told Shelton all the titles that he won, and then Shelton says that none of those titles are actually real, and then he names the actual championships that he has won. I'm enjoying these backstage segments on main event here. R-Truth defeated Shelton Benjamin. Mustafa Ali came out during the match to watch Benjamin, which of course distracted him enough to be rolled up by Truth for the pin. The WWE Network editions of the week, Progress Wrestling Chapter 141, Handshakes and Cheeseburgers, which featured a lot of GCW talent that was over there in London, including Nick Wayne, Effie, Joey Janela, Matt Cardona, Ali Catch, Jordan Oliver, Tony Deppen, and Cole Radrick. So if you want to see some GCW action on the WWE Network, go right ahead. As well as another episode of ICW Fight Club. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.